Okay, so good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is our opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So I suppose our main focus really over the last few weeks have been the dollar, based on what's, I suppose, the broad indecision behind these markets with equities rallying. We're also seeing a rally in gold prices, and but also the dollar, and most importantly, probably bond yields are also rallying. So I suppose the net positioning really is really more so around the dollar for now. And the thing is that that's probably likely to continue. We're not seeing any evidence that that's going to really slow down. We got into a couple of other trades yesterday, which we've had a really good move in the pound yen, which we were trading yesterday. It's just because of the, I suppose, the broader indecision, it's creating an environment for a lot of sort of erratic moves. And we saw, you know, a really significant pullback yesterday before those prices rallied. So sometimes you have to get into trades perhaps on one or two occasions to try and really benefit from them. But it did really rally again over the Asia session overnight. So a bit annoying, really, more than anything else. Okay, so let's get straight into it then. We'll start, of course, with our risk warning. Take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit those markets? How do we manage risk, trade management, and trade psychology? All very, very important features of trading financial markets. A lot of education on each of these topics, of course, as a result. And from a practical perspective, we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient. Okay, so from a news perspective, let's have a look at Forex Factory. Now, so a bit of a quiet start to the week, but certainly it's expected for things to get a little bit more interesting from here on in. So today, a relatively quiet morning, but this afternoon we'll be hearing from the Bank of Canada and see if they do actually drop rates 50 basis points. And again, that interest rate differential narrative with the Fed struggling to cut as quickly as perhaps other central banks. We heard from Christine Lagarde yesterday again. They know what direction they're going in. It's a case of, you know, getting the data to work out the pace of the rate cuts. So there's a kind of a different rhetoric coming from Europe as there is from the US. So yeah, another major central bank will be making their decision. Plus, we'll hear from Christine Lagarde again. All these central bankers are really quite busy now. And unfortunately, they're quite busy often. I mean, not so much the ECB or the Christine Lagarde, but more so in the US with all these FOMC members. They're all doing the rounds at the minute. So Christine Lagarde today is due to speak about Europe's financial challenges at the Atlantic Council in Washington. Doesn't seem it looks like it's a statement. And then this little one in here, crude oil inventories will be important for oil markets. But this little beige book, this is produced 8 times per year, 2 weeks before the FOMC meeting minutes, and it's an analysis is used by the FOMC to help make their next decision on interest rates. However, it tends to produce a mild impact as the FOMC also receives two non-public books, the Green Book and the Blue Book, which are wildly believed to be more influential to their rate decisions. So what you have is anecdotal evidence supplied by the 12 Federal Reserve banks regarding local economic conditions in their district. So the Fed received this little breakdown in terms of with each of these Fed districts, how things are really performing. And something like that is then a very mild and bland impact. if the conditions in those Fed territories is worsening, that will enable the Fed to go down perhaps the rate cutting path. If the conditions are stable and maybe even stronger, which we're seeing on a global basis, if we get that, then it may. Right, really sorry there, guys. I think we just got cut off briefly. I hope I wasn't out too long. Not too sure why that happened, actually, to be honest. Okay, I hope you kind of got most of that analysis with these markets. We kind of got a bearish overview of the equities. We're still favoring the dollar trade with further yen weakness in the yen. So nothing has overly changed. Perhaps the price at which we could sell crude oil has perhaps changed a little bit. Let's just get that price once more. We want to add in if we get some weakness around this price point, it's certainly an opportunity to get in. If we get a peace deal or we get some sort of easing of tensions, we're probably likely to see crude oil drop. And if we get, you know, further tensions in the Middle East, then we'll probably see this market continue to rally. We're just around a level of support and resistance, which would be worth keeping an eye out for. So 71.14 potentially for crude oil. So we're a couple of dollars higher. Let's say 71.14, sorry. So 71, and I'll post this into the chat box as well, of course. Now, something to add into this dynamic as a result of yesterday's price action and the close is yen weakness should really be a bit of a focus of ours. Change this to 4. Okay, so we've got a few trades to kind of look at, really. So keeping all options open. Right, so keeping all options open will prove useful in these current markets. We've got a certain strong bias in the dollar, weakness in the yen, potentially more weakness across the indices markets with a short-term weakness. That's what we're kind of looking for really now at this stage with crude oil perhaps to sell at much higher prices now. So we've got those biases, but we want to be able to keep options open. We want to be able to see if there's a dramatic turnaround in the dollar. We want to be able to go with it. If the equity markets start to rally, we want to be able to go with it. So being flexible mentally will be really quite useful for these current market conditions, of course. So look, we're still seeing these risk-off conditions due to rising US bond yields. We'll just add something. So potential risk off market conditions due to rising US bond yields and concern around Fed rate decisions. So I think that's probably a reasonably decent summary. So let me post that into the chat box, guys, and we'll wrap it up and we'll switch rooms to our live trading mentorship room. So if you want to join us for that, we'll see if we can capitalize on any of the opportunities as those markets unfold. So let's see where the best opportunities lie. All right, so from a market narrative perspective, it's partially AI tech rally. It's partially, I suppose we have this dovish and hawkish kind of dynamic going out in these markets at the moment. The data, not so much, okay, we've got PMI manufacturing services numbers tomorrow, but it's more about the economic data that's yet to come around inflation growth and corporate tech earnings. And I think we've got Tesla today. So one of the big seven, we'll be seeing how they're actually performing. So we get a little bit of an update as that as well. But we have this sort of risk-off market dynamic potentially playing out. And we're a little bit more on this side of the narrative. You know, with concern around the inflation and the Fed dynamic for now. But we want to keep all options open, as we've said. All right. On that note, guys, we're listening. We let you go. Thanks very much for joining us, as always. Look forward to seeing you next time. And those of you that can join us for the European Live Trading Mentorship Room, we'll be live now in just a few seconds. So from everyone here, my pleasure as always, guys. Take care of yourselves. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.